Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the one and only Reverend Robin. Thank you so much for joining us. This is great news for today's world. Thank you so much again, all over the world, in Alaska, the USA, India, Pakistan, Canada. I can't think of everybody else. I know we got Sister Sarah on today. And Miss Sarah, will you greet the people, please?
Yes, welcome everyone. We're happy to have you guys on here today, and just being faithful, being here Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock with us, and we greatly appreciate having you all with us.
Amen. And Reverend Robin has been having trouble with her song that she likes to open with, but you know, with God's wisdom, I will do it in Jesus' name. But we're going to open up in prayer, and Sister Sarah is going to share with us today. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio, Lord, for allowing us to share your good news, your great news for today's world. And so, Lord, we ask that you touch people, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, heal them in their mind. Heal them in their heart. Heal them, Lord, even if those that don't even know our Lord Jesus, that they will accept him. Accept the Lord today, because you take us as we are, and your righteousness cleanses us. And so we just give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, today, Sarah, you just take it over.
Yeah, so today I want to start off by posing a question to you guys. And the question I have is, how has Jesus loved you? Or another way that you could ask this is, in what ways have you seen Jesus love you? I want to start first with looking at Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. Robin, do you have that with you?
Yes, I do. And so, Mark 12, 30 and 31, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And verse 31, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Wow. So you always hear about, you know, the Ten Commandments, right, that were done through the Old Testament. And in this New Testament time, we're told these are the two greatest commandments, loving the Lord your God, right, with everything in you. But the second is equally as important. And this is what Jesus says. He says to love your neighbor as yourself. So I want you to keep that in mind, to love your neighbor as yourself. Robin, can you also open up John 13 and read verses 34 through 35?
All right. John 13, 34 through 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another.
Yes. So right there he says, love each other just as I have loved you. So I want to ask you again, in what ways has Christ loved you? One example in my life is definitely with salvation. You know, being in one of the darkest places in my life, the Lord really reached out and began ministering to me and turning me around, changing my life. And that's love, even in discipline. It says that the father will discipline his children, but it's not like out of hate or spite or anything like that. It's because he loves you, that he wants to correct you and bring you around the right way, right? But what other ways, Robert, I want to ask you, has Jesus loved you?
Well, you know, it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. The world. It doesn't mean the ones that already were pure and holy. Know the Lord Jesus most of my life. Even when I was six, I would share about the love of Jesus to my friends in elementary school. But the love of the Lord just takes Robin as she is. And he puts that robe of righteousness on me. And he puts that crown upon me. He puts the special ring upon me to show that I am a child of God. Remember, God doesn't want you to get cleaned up before you come to him. Just receive his son, the Lord Jesus, and he does the rest.
Amen. Yes, that is so good. He does the rest. You know, I have another story where while I was going through college, funds were really tight. I didn't have enough money living paycheck to paycheck. And yet somehow I always seemed to come out with being able to get groceries or even having somebody come by and just saying, hey, I just felt like I needed to give this to you. And it would maybe be a gift card to Walmart or a grocery store, right? But it always came at the perfect time. And I look back now and I can see Jesus's hand showing love to me in that way. That's a physical way that Christ shows his love to us in our everyday lives. He may even show it in giving a hug to you from maybe someone else that you just felt like you just needed a hug from somebody that day, and Christ can show his love in that way. And so I want to question again, just continue to think about how has Christ loved you in your life? Yeah. I want to read Galatians 5. So if you'll turn there with me, it's Galatians 5 verse 13. And I'm going to read that. It says, for you have been called to live in freedom. So you guys, you are called to be free in Christ. That's something to be praised, right? My brothers and sisters, freedom in Christ. But he says, don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. And, you know, I've always heard that saying, we're blessed to be a blessing, right? Serving doesn't have to just be financial. Serving can be giving of your time, giving of those things that qualities about you that you're, those things you're good at. If you're good at being a handyman, you can go and help somebody, you know, with fixing things up. But the Lord says that as we serve one another in love, that that is what shows that we are his disciples. Robin, do you have any comments on that?
Yes, and back on John 13:34-35, Sister Sarah, you know, that we are to love one another as I have loved you. That's Jesus. And so that is, that word in the Greek is agapeo, and that means a love feast, to celebrate those that are in your life unconditionally. Mm-hmm. Just take them and love them. I can always tell when someone sincerely loves Robin or if it's feigned. And feigned means fake. And the Word of God talks about being fake. You know, the world wants to see that true love. Because it says in verse 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. That love, God's love, it's perfect, it's pure. And so you say, how do you get that? By receiving the Lord Jesus into your life. He will cleanse you. He will teach you his word, and he will show you, because we are the children of light, and we are full of his love. Amen, sir.
Amen. Yes, that is so true. You know, when I think of where it says here, instead use your freedom to serve one another, one really great thing about that is it doesn't have to be some big extraordinary thing, right? Sometimes we think that, you know, we've got to busy our days up with just doing all this kind of serving, but sometimes, ladies, that means submitting to your husband and loving him. That means encouraging mm-hmm. him. Sometimes yeah. that means waking up every day, giving your children, you know, food to eat, fixing dinner, making sure that the house is picked up. Sometimes serving one another means you hear that a friend is needing a ride to the airport and you volunteer your time to go and take them. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. just showing up, even when a friend is in need. Those are times of serving one another. You can also serve, yeah. you know, in your local church and things like that. But I just encourage you to think about ways that Christ has loved you. And he says to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, how do we love ourselves? We make sure we're clothed. We make sure we're fed. We make sure we have housing. You know, we make sure we have socializing moments. And so I encourage, if you do those same for yourself, why not do them for others? Robin,
amen.
What do you have
for me? If I can just insert here, you know, it says, where is it, Mark, that you'll love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. You know, that's spending time, just like you do with your best friend, your husband, your wife. You know, this great news for today's world is for everyone, for the children, the teenagers, the men should love their wives as Christ loves them, and that yes. we are holy and set apart. Remember that. Spend time with the Lord. Praying is talking to the Father. Spend time with that loving God.
Amen. Amen. You know, and the thing is, it's not doing it out of our own works, right, and our own ambitions. You know, we want to please the Lord and do everything we can for him. But in the end, it's the Lord that will provide the ability to do what needs to be done. And out of spending time with him, his love will fill you, and in that, it will flow out of you and into other people. So don't think that you have to do all of this in your own strength, because the Lord is the one who will provide everything in a moment's notice. Robin, do you have
everything.
Any last words or thoughts?
Well, you know, in 1 John, what is it, chapter 4, that God is love. I think it's verse 8. Yeah. God is love. So love God and you'll be able to love others. I'm sure we've all met some people like, really, how am I going to love this person? Mm-hmm. It's with God's love, not this world's love. God's love as he loved you. Well, we've got about a minute left, Sister Sarah. What's your final input here?
Well, I just want to encourage you, if you're feeling like you're struggling with how to show love to others, get in God's presence and ask him. He's the wisest one you can ever ask for help, and he will show you how to love. That's I think that would be a helpful tip there.
Amen. I say amen, amen, because we all want to be loved and realize that God loves us all. And so we mm-hmm. just give our lives as we just pray unto you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. And we thank you, Father, right now. Sarah, close with prayer, please.
Yeah. Father, thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you that you reach out to each and every one of us in grand ways and in small ways, Lord. But may we be open to receiving from you and to be more aware of what you're doing in our lives. And Lord, pour out your wisdom upon each and every one of us and show us how to love others around us. We ask this in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday, April 13th. God bless all of you. We're here for you. Go to the website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com, sistersofthelord@yahoo.com. The contact information, you can call us, but Sarah and I are for you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, you guys.